Здравейте на всички слушатели на Берой онлайн. Днес мой гост ще бъде Алехандро Хайнен. 30 години живее в Чикаго. По рождение е роден в Гуадалахара, Мексико. Той е интересна личност, с която ще се радвам да говоря днес и се надявам да ви хареса разговора. Интересното при него е, че от 15 години работи с българи и явно повечето от тях са старозагорци, които естествено го запалват и по футбола. Интересна истината в момента е Алехандро има фанелка на Берое и може да се каже, че е един от феновете вече на Берое. Друго интересно за него е, че е син на един от треньорите на мексиканския национален отбор по колоездене. Ще се опитаме да разберем какво го е запалило по България, по Берое, какви му са мечтите. Друго интересно нещо е, че търси да изучава български, но все още не може да намери къде в Чикаго да изучава български език. Нека да го оставим да говори за себе си. Хай, Алехандро.
Хай.
Being a Mexican, why you are a Berue fan? Given that you have never been in Bulgaria.
Well, the team colors represent one of the good teams in Mexico about 20 years ago. Actually, the same colors of that team. The name is Zacatepec, first division in Mexico. And by watching Berue, it's like I'm watching Zacatepec many, many years back.
How long do you know for Berue?
I would say about 15 years. That's when I first picked up the colors of the team. And me working with Bulgarians, I asked them a lot about the team.
Okay, and what do you know about the city of Stara Zagora?
Well, the city of Stara Zagora, I know that it's very similar to Italy. All the streets go straight one way. You don't have many turns, and from point A, you get to point B very in the straightway. That's what I know about Stara Zagora.
Do you have a Berue t-shirt and Berue squad?
Well, actually, yeah. A friend of mine went to Bulgaria, and I asked him about a shirt from Stara Zagora, Berue team, and I'm glad he got me one. And that's what I got it as a treasure.
Do you plan to go to Stara Zagora one day?
Yeah, I have the doubts. Eventually, I'm thinking about taking a trip over there. Actually, it's been a desire for, I would say, about 10, 15 years that I want to be there. I want to see, we come from another world, if you can say that. Yeah, we have different ideas, but in context, I think we're similar.
Thank you. And next question is, actually, Berue now is a member of the second Bulgarian division. In your opinion, do you have any chance to be promoted to the Premier League next year?
Well, actually, if they keep playing well and they put a lot of enthusiasm in their game, they might get a chance to get a spot in the Premier League, but they got to be constant and they got to give it all on the field and don't leave any for tomorrow.
Okay. And why are you keen in football? Are you going often to match a football game?
Well, actually, lately I've been just watching the Mexican League and some Premier League matches. Here in the States is not so popular right now, as you know. But yeah, when I get a chance of seeing national teams come to the States, I don't hesitate to go there.
Okay. Alex, we all know about that football is some kind of religion in your continent and your country too. Which team favorite club in Mexico? What's overall performance?
Well, my favorite team was University of Guadalajara. Right now, it's in the second division. That soccer in Mexico is very popular. However, the national team is a disgrace. They're not. They're just playing, I think, for the money, and they're just playing for vanity. I think the new routes should be followed. I think Bulgaria is finding themselves in the same situation.
Thank you. What is the difference between Brazilian, Argentina, and Mexican supporters? What do you think?
Well, the difference of Mexican, Brazilian, and Argentinian supporters of soccer, I think the Mexican supporters are dreamers. They dream, but it's only a dream because I don't see Mexico going anywhere in the next 10 years. Is that they have to be a numerous changes in the national team, and also have to be numerous changes in the way that people think. That's got to be a change.
Thank you. Next question is, do you remember the eighth final in 94 during the World Championship? Bulgaria and Mexico played together. Was your country too often because of the loss?
Well, the defeat wasn't really we weren't angry about Bulgarian team or Bulgarian people itself. We were angry the way that Mexico performs, making all these thousands of dollars for a game, for really nothing, and play terrible. They shouldn't even pick up a paycheck. They should stay home and be ashamed of themselves.
Okay. Do you know some Bulgarians in the place where you live? And if yes, what kind of people are they, in your opinion?
Well, I work on a property which is about 460 apartment complex. I've been surrounded by Bulgarians all this time. I've been here like 15 years. Well, they're very strange people. I mean, it's strange by me not knowing their language. I get along with them, but I wish to find a place that teaches Bulgarian so I get more to know people of Bulgaria. It's been very upsetting that I cannot find nowhere to learn Bulgarian.
Wish one day you can study Bulgarian here in Chicago. You know about the Mexican cuisine. It's popular all over the world. Do you ever eat some Bulgarian dishes and do you like it?
Yeah, I like that Bulgarian cuisine is very much similar. I've been eating for the past, let's say, 15 years, many Bulgarian dishes. However, the names are very hard to me to memorize. All the one I really haven't forgot Skorban, and some kind of a egg dish that eats in the morning. It's got
Kebab.
pilos, kebabchi, I think. But yeah, I like Bulgarian food because that's I believe it's very similar to what we eat in Mexico, just the names.
Okay, and final, you can wish something to all the supporters worldwide.
Well, I wish the supporters get a payback from their own team and play, keep a good spirit and playing better and better. And I hope I can see they get promoted to the Premier League.
Can you say something in Bulgarian?
Nyama
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you. Have a nice day.